Hello. The 2 weeks since our last edition has seen a fair variety in the evening news. One or two almost household names, in Norfolk terms anyway, have been in the news, from Tombland to the Sainsbury Centre. We've also seen news of the closure of the Britain's Arms coffee house in Elm Hill and potential closure of Debenhams. A new Christmas lighting installation should, however, bring some cheer. Work on a multi-million pound regeneration scheme in the centre of Norwich has unearthed the remains of six people. Excavations as part of changes to improve the Tombland public space and boost walking and cycling links saw workers uncover a skull. Archaeologists overseeing the work at the historical site were alerted to the gruesome find, and further work has since uncovered a total of six skeletons. Tombland was once the main market area of Norwich before the Normans established a new market area by the castle. Although its evocative name suggests a place where burials occurred, Tombland in fact comes from an old English word derived from Danish, meaning empty space. A council spokesman said the date of the skeletons has not yet been determined and further analysis will need to be carried out, but a full archaeological report will be published on the City Council's website on completion of works in line with planning policy. The £2.5 million regeneration scheme centres on the eastern side of Tombland and follows the demolition of the disused toilet block. The St Ethelbert's Gate entrance to Cathedral Close, which dates from around 1316 and was built to replace an earlier gate burnt down during riots in 1272, is currently closed as part of the work, with new cobbles being laid.
The former Coleman's and Britvic site in Norwich has been sold, with the new owners pledging to pump £40 million to build thousands of new homes and create jobs. London-based Fuel Properties has exchanged contracts for the Carrow Road site with Unilever and Britvic and aims to submit plans to redevelop the 31-acre site with Norwich City Council in the months ahead. The company, which was set up in 2018 to acquire brownfield land, says redeveloping the site will create more than 2,000 homes and 1,500 jobs. They said it would be residential led, but with 250,000 square feet of commercial and employment space and new leisure facilities. Daryl Flay, founder of Fuel Properties, said, "This site is one of the most interesting and exciting projects I've been involved in throughout my 35-year-old career in property." The site has been a manufacturing site for 160 years and has contributed significantly to the history of Norwich since it was first constructed by the Coleman family in 1850. "I am determined that we celebrate this history and inject new life into the site, making this area a sought-after location for business, culture and homes, and one which brings a whole host of new benefits to those living in and visiting Norwich."
Up to 12,000 workers at Debenhams, which has a store in Norwich, face agonising uncertainty after JD Sports withdrew a bid for the ailing retailer. JD Sports, the last bidder for the high street giant, which is in administration, is believed to have been influenced by the collapse of the Arcadia Group. The group operate huge concessions in Debenhams, and Arcadia's collapse is understood to have all but sealed Debenhams' fate. Debenhams has already axed 6,500 jobs and went into administration 8 months ago. The firm, which also has stores in Bury St Edmunds and Ipswich, operates around 130 stores on long leases. With no buyer on the horizon, the firm faces liquidation. Meanwhile, hundreds of staff in East Anglia employed by Sir Philip Green's Arcadia Group also face an anxious wait. And Debenhams, which is already in administration, said it would start a liquidation process after JD Sports confirmed it had pulled out of a possible rescue. The firm has around 12,000 staff. Arcadia's brands, which include Topshop, Dorothy Perkins and Burton, has hired Deloitte to handle the next steps after the pandemic severely impacted upon sales across its brands.
A new Christmas feature has been unveiled outside at Norwich's Chantry Place, formerly Chapelfield Shopping Venue. three giant gold stars offer a walkthrough for visitors where you can take a festive selfie. Inside, festive decorations include giant star and bauble hanging decorations, more than 600 metres of icicle lighting, and a host of star-themed features which are lit up with over 60,000 LED lights. It comes as Chantry Place reopened after lockdown. As well as the usual shops, the venue is also offering new pop-ups, including local gin makers Bullards from December the 3rd. Chantry Place is opening later than usual, until 8 p.m. on Thursdays and 5 p.m. on Sundays. Chantry Place's marketing manager, Sheridan Smith, said Chantry Place is very much open for Christmas. Our Tunnel of Stars has really lit up Chantry Square, bringing an added touch of Christmas magic for visitors.
A coffee shop which has been serving customers in the city for almost 70 years has closed. Devoted sisters Jilly Mixer and Sue Skipper, 68 and 69, took over the Britain's Arms on Elm Hill in 1975 from founder Molly Kent, who opened the restaurant back in 1951. But after 45 years on their feet, the pair have decided to call it a day and permanently close the business. Mrs. Skipper said, "We're emotional about having to leave, as we've had the best time here. It's been such a rewarding experience getting to know our customers and the other traders on Elm Hill." The pair, whose decision to close was partly due to the coronavirus pandemic, hope that the stunning building which houses the Britain's Arms will remain a restaurant. Dating back to the 14th century, it was formerly a nunnery and then an alehouse.
The Sainsbury Centre for Visual Arts' stunning new exhibition has opened. The show celebrates two of the greatest artists of the 20th century, Bill Brandt and Henry Moore. It draws together almost 200 works and displays sculpture, drawing and photography, including rare colour transparencies and little-known photo collages. First brought together during the Second World War while working for the Ministry of Information, Mr. Brandt and Mr. Moore's work would go on to interweave many times throughout their careers. The artist documentation of civilians sheltering in the London Underground during the Blitz in 1942 through photography and drawing is a crucial record of the Blitz. Ghislaine Wood, acting director of the Sainsbury Centre, said, "Henry Moore is a crucial artist in our collection. We are delighted to be able to show his work in a new light through its presentation alongside Bill Brandt, one of the most important photographers of the 20th century. This exhibition demonstrates how Henry Moore, often known as a sculptor, worked across media including collage and photography, and how Brandt, through photography, presented the landscape and body as acutely sculptural. Starting in the wartime years, the show parallels the two artists' response to the British landscape and the era they lived through."